Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. Joining me, Joan Osero with The New York Times and Heidi Moore with The Guardian. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. During the height of the financial crisis, taxpayers bailed out the two mortgage giants to the tune of $187 billion. Now, more than 5 years later, they're on track this month to pay back even more than that, but that doesn't mean that they're off the hook. A newly released bipartisan plan from two senators would mean the end of the two agencies. Now, there's a lot of doubt that such a complex plan will even get voted on, but Joe, let's take a moment to seriously look at the proposal. How would it change the housing finance industry?
Well, the main change it would mean is that private capital would have to back mortgages before we got into any government guarantee. It's a little bit complicated, but it's worth remembering what Fannie and Freddie do. They buy up mortgages and then they securitize them, but they also guarantee mortgages for the private market that are securitized by others. That's probably the most important thing they do.
Guarantee it that if a homeowner isn't able to pay, that if something goes wrong, the government will step in and basically guarantee that that bank would get paid for the mortgage.
That's correct. Now, what everybody wants to see in Congress, and I'm going to question whether that's the right way to approach it, is they want to see Fannie and Freddie put out of business. They basically think, the Republicans certainly think that Fannie and Freddie, in a sense, triggered the crisis. Democrats have realized that they're not going to get any kind of bill through without agreeing to eliminate Fannie and Freddie. And so what's happened instead is there's a series of proposals, most recently this week, that basically say we're going to eliminate Fannie and Freddie, we're going to create a new entity that would guarantee mortgages by the federal government, but only after private investors have taken the first series of losses.
Well, Heidi, if that were to happen, how would that change the way that housing works? How would that affect a home buyer?
Well, it would increase the borrowing costs most of all. And so it would kind of create a little bit of inefficiency in the system because, you know, the idea that Fannie and Freddie can be backed by private capital, by non-government capital, doesn't really solve the essential issue. If you're only having the losses backstopped by the private capital to 10%, that means that the government's standing behind it to 90%.
So the government would still be responsible, still have to step in.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't really solve anything. It does raise borrowing costs, which would be carried down to homeowners. And the whole point of Fannie and Freddie is that they're supposed to keep housing costs low. So, I mean, there are two things going on here. One is that there are several proposals, all of them just about the same, that really wouldn't fix the system. And the second thing that's happening is that none of this is going to get voted on because there's no deadline and it's been under discussion for 3 or 4 years already and probably has another year of run room in it. And, you know, Goldman Sachs wrote a research report about it today that said hurry up and wait. And I think that's the best way to think about it.
But, Joe, I'd also ask the question that if a lot of people say the average home buyer isn't even aware that this is going on, that this is an issue, and they're still getting their mortgages, they can sort of still keep moving forward with the home buying process. Is there a sense among just constituents, among taxpayers, that, well, this isn't a problem that we need to fix right now, so there's not much push to try and fix it?
Well, that's right. And it's more ironic than that, Charlie, because what has kept the housing market going these last 5 years? Ta-da, Fannie and Freddie, which has been guaranteeing mortgages, and without which the private market would have been completely moribund. So actually, over the last 5 years, Fannie and Freddie have been doing exactly what they're supposed to do, guaranteeing mortgages, making it safe for private capital to come in and give people mortgages. And now they've not only paid the government back, but they're estimated if you just kept the system going the way it was going right now, they would probably make several hundred billion more dollars for the government, which is not insignificant. I've argued all along that the desire to get rid of Fannie and Freddie is a political desire. It's not based on the reality of what Fannie Freddie does. And I do believe that you could fix the problems with Fannie and Freddie with a few small tweaks and be done with it. But nobody wants to do that, and no small part because the Republicans are so adamant about putting Fannie and Freddie out of business.
So basically, it sounds like you're saying without Fannie and Freddie for these past 5 years, we really wouldn't have seen any recovery in the housing market without the government having supported these two agencies.
That's right. And there's another issue, too, Charlie, which is that this is not a new thing. Fannie Mae has been around since the 1930s. Freddie Mac has been around since the 1960s. Mortgage-backed securities have been around since the 1970s. Fannie and Freddie have been the backstop for mortgage-backed securities ever since they were created, and they've been the backstop for the mortgage market for the last 40-some-odd years. So the idea that you're going to drive the government out of the mortgage market and make it, you know, safe for private capital is in many ways an illusion.
Heidi, should the federal government be involved in the housing market at all?
Well, the question is, what's the alternative? And there aren't really any good alternatives. I mean, the government has already been established for decades, as Joe correctly says. And the issue is that if you put it into the private market, you have much less control over what happens to mortgages. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guarantee 9 out of every 10 residential mortgages. I mean, they control a huge part of the market. We don't have an infrastructure to take that on to other banks or to distribute that to other financial institutions. Who are you going to trust? Are you going to give it to J.P. Morgan, to Wells Fargo? Are you going to create something new? Then you're creating the same problem again. And Washington hasn't shown a real structural impulse to change the financial system, right? We saw that with the Dodd-Frank reform. They don't really reform things right now because Congress is in deadlock. So if you're going to dismantle a system this large and this complex, we really need to have the details nailed down. And right now, the details are not good on any of the proposals.
Well, in the little bit of time we have left, Joe, what are the stories that you're looking ahead to, that you're paying attention to?
Well, I'm watching, as I have before, Herbalife. It's had an incredible week with a lengthy story in the New York Times questioning Bill Ackman, the short seller who's been going after it, and then a few days later, the Federal Trade Commission announced an investigation of Herbalife. And the FTC investigation has the possibility to tell us what the question that everybody wants to know, which is, it a legal company or is it an illegal pyramid scheme?
Heidi, what are you watching?
I'm watching SeaWorld. So a bill was recently introduced in California to stop the shows about killer whales based on the documentary Blackfish. And I'm very interested to see what happens there, because we think of SeaWorld as an entertainment, but it is deeply entrenched in a lot of Wall Street money. And that is going to be a very complicated case.
Well, we'll be watching those stories and all the week's financial news at WNYC.org. Don't forget, you can take this program with you as a podcast, available on iTunes. Heidi Moore with The Guardian, Joe Nocera with The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.